This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
I-31 male found out my fiancé cheated during her 30 female bachelorette party. I am planning on leaving. Don't know how to explain all of this. Basically, I was snooping around last night when I saw her phone ticket off. It was a message from her friends about the party. I stayed up like one of those stalkers you've seen on TV and been checking the computer. Facebook messages with her friends and found out she cheated during her bachelorette party. By cheating, I don't mean getting a strip tease or something which I would be okay with. I understand it's a bachelorette party, but she actually gave a stripper a thing with her mouth and ended up going home with another guy that night. She has this other guy added on Facebook, but the chat merely consists of a "had a good time and it was nice to meet you" conversation, which dates back to the bachelorette party. I have, however, read the messages between her and her friends. They have a small group. Found out what she done there. It all seems as if it was a one-time thing that happened then, but I am a ducking mess. I haven't slept all night and she is headed for work in an hour or so. When she wakes up, it's almost 6 a.m. here. I don't know what the duck to do. We are supposedly getting married in 3 weeks. I am thinking of simple packing all my bags after she is going to work and just leaving the flat. It's her family's flat anyway. We were planning on buying a ducking house. Having kids. Grow old. I feel I want to throw all of that out the window. I am sitting here smelling like alcohol. Feeling drunk and depressed. I don't know why, but I am more of an angry depressed than sad depressed. I haven't cried since I found out about all of this. Should I confront her? Should I just get out? Should I hear her side of the story? Honestly, I want to just go and stomp her ducking face in right now, but I don't want to do something irrational. Please help. First edit. I have been reading all comments. Both good and bad. Didn't expect this amount of response. But I think I have my mind set on just leaving. I will probably do so while she's at work. I really don't know. I feel a lot calmer already. Really appreciate everyone's comments. Not going to drink anymore or do anything stupid. I will try to update the post to let you know what's happening. Too long didn't read. Just found out wife cheated during bachelorette party and don't know what the duck to do. She going to wake up soon. It's hard to see now. But you've been given a gift, you've dodged a very expensive and crappy bullet. See the good in that. Use that good to build your confidence back up and ultimately become a stronger, better person. He didn't dodge a bullet. He went full Neo on a ducking firing squad. As sick as it sounds, I feel like the scene where he dodge bullets in slow motion. Huge fan of Matrix though, so. I think it's worth letting people know that she cheated. She doesn't get to be the victim here. Expose her so she can't create some other narrative about how you're the crazy one. Good luck, bro. This 1,000 times. People don't want to lose face in public and will tell any lies, but if you expose them first, then you at least protect yourself from parts of that. I can't even imagine that dude. Duck. I probably would have just left the flat. Never came back. And left a screenshot of the convo you saw on the counter before she sucked you back in with some sob story. Cheating is the only thing I can't ever forgive. And cheating on such a huge scale. Giving a stripper a thing with her mouth and then going home with another man. Absolutely unforgivable. Even if you are drunk. At some point it will click and you will ask yourself what the duck you are doing and immediately change your actions. Although very tough and hard to move past, I could probably get over a kiss if I knew they felt genuinely remorseful and it was just a drunken mistake. But I would never move past this, and original poster is making the right decision by leaving. Not to mention she added him on Facebook. Clearly no remorse here. She probably went out with doing this in mind, honestly. No truly loyal person decides to abstain from loyalty out of the blue like that. She had no respect for that. Relationship. Nothing will ever make you trust her again. Leave her. Trust me. There aren't enough upvotes. This. Update first post. I 31 male found out my fiancé cheated during her 30 female bachelorette party. I am planning on leaving. I will be posting the update here instead since I am still receiving messages to update what happened. I am not allowed to post in relationships. Mods told me I am not allowed to post an update thread there, so I got the advice from someone to post the update here instead. This is the post I posted about 2 hours ago on relationship. Will try my best to update it as time goes. I will try to be as detailed as possible. I have had quite a few messages regarding what happened, and I got such a big amount of responses, both positive and negative, which I never imagined would have happened. I want to let you all know that the support I have received has been incredible, both in messages and on the post itself, which has helped me in taking my decision. I am also sorry for not being able to respond to all the messages. There's just too many to respond to, but I would like to throw out much love for all of you who took the time. I would also like to give a big thanks on my post to everyone who replied. I tried to respond, but I noticed the thread was closed. I still don't know why mods close it, but I still want to give a big thanks to the people who took the time to give me advice. Much love to you all. Now to the update. I basically left in the morning to take a smoke. My head was still messed up, but reading all the comments on Reddit helped me. I can't remember who. But there was one guy who said the positive thing about all of this is that I found out before I got married. With no children or attachments. I still don't think she cheated other than this night. Nothing I found indicated anything else. I guess she wanted this to be her last night before settling down or something. I honestly don't know and don't care. When I was outside taking a smoke. About 15-20 minutes or something after I left Reddit. She had woken up. She noticed the drinks out and asked me what I had been up to. Basically, came to give me a kiss and a hug. I followed through with it, but honestly felt empty doing it. I didn't want to give her any hint of what I knew. She asked me why I had been drinking and why I didn't come to sleep last night, and I told her I was just having some nightmares, but everything was fine. I felt detached. Like I was watching myself in third person through a TV or something. She asked me if any stress was related to the marriage and the plans. I just told her something along the lines of, you know I love you. There is no stress I have for the marriage. How can you be stressed about the best thing in your life? She got herself done and left for work. I basically started packing my most important things. My desktop. Computer. Most clothes and some other things. I planned on leaving things like furniture. TV and other things I really don't care about more than getting the duck out. I just took the stuff most important to me so that I don't have to return here again. I don't care if she gets the rest. All in all, my stuff added up to about 3 or 4 suitcases, I would say desktop not included in this. I called and cancelled the venue we were supposed to be having the wedding at. Apparently they take 15% of the money for cancelling so early on because we were having such a big event. I told them it's fine and I really don't care at this point. I also saved screenshots of everything and have taken them with me. Around 1 p.m. I called a taxi and went to stay at a hotel around 100 km far from my city. I didn't leave any note or pictures at home. I just left. I am planning on leaving to stay with a really really close friend who lives in a town about 300 km away. But I just needed the alone time in the hotel for some time to think everything through and process what's happened. Around 3:30 p.m. my phone starts getting spammed with calls from my ex-fiancé. Around 3:50 I start getting calls and messages from her sister. Her friends. her parents, my parents, and a few of our mutual friends. The only person I called back was my dad and mom. I have a huge trust for my parents. I basically spilled the beans and told them a nicer story about what happened. Asked my dad to not say anything and also asked my mother not to say anything. I told them it's ended. And that I won't be getting married no more. I also told them not to tell anything to anyone about what I told them. I trust them a lot, so I am sure they won't say anything. I didn't tell them exactly what happened. Just that I found out she wasn't being loyal to me. I didn't think giving details would help in any way. Around 5 p.m. my dad calls me back and is telling me my ex-fiancé is completely hysterical and has basically broken down, completely not understanding what is going on. I just told my dad not to intervene and that I need some alone time now. I basically just shut my phone down and have been staying silent ever since. Like a ghost. Been sleeping for a little. Went to the pool here at the hotel and have just been taking it easy. I don't know if I should respond to them now or wait some more. Her sister knew about what happened at the bachelorette party. I have the texts to prove it. She even laughed about it and told her not to feel guilty. Because it's her bachelorette and that women should go all in on this night. I am seriously considering replying with to the sister. With just an image of the conversation where she is telling her this. Once again. Thank you to everyone who replied. I will update this post one or two more times and then perhaps go silent for a while. I know you are only allowed to do one update on relationship section. I hope this post won't get closed. Still don't know why the last one did. Time here is 10 p.m. soon. Too long, didn't read. Found out my fiancé cheated and I left without saying anything. Not 100% sure what to say or to at this point. First edit. Since I still get messages asking what happened, I will leave this edit here. Yes, I did send the with proof to her sister, the part where the sister is talking about it to her sister. I have since not received any call or message from the sister. My phone is still blowing up with calls and messages from the ex-fiancé. Haven't read them though. Yet. Thinking of answering or something, but I don't know what to say or do. Might make another post later today so I can update you with what happened. Second edit. Thanks once more for all support. Sorry, I haven't updated. A lot of things have happened and I am too exhausted to write it all out today. I will head to sleep and try to update tomorrow morning with a new post. Once again, thanks for all support and all comments and feedback. I never believed I could have a community help me in such a big way. I might go for a vacation or something. Don't know yet. I will just shortly explain that I really feel like Neo in the Matrix dodging bullets in slow-mo. However, instead of dodging bullets, I have dodged a naughty wife. Unwanted children with this wife. Endless of fights and ton of depression. I honestly feel a lot better. Knowing my life will get better. Shortly said about her. She has broken down and is begging me to take her back. So is her sister and friends. They also come up with the most retarded excuse of what actually happened. I don't believe them for 2 seconds and much more. We'll let you all know tomorrow. Going to crash now, I am mentally exhausted. This is the point at which you need to keep your resolution with you. These kind of cheaters can get so manipulative. You could easily say that's some CGI shit from Hollywood until seeing it with your own eyes. Prepare for waterworks. Her dad intervening and seemingly taking sides with you. Her mom calling and claiming it was a one-time mistake. Threats of suicide. Some shit you had said X months ago that ended up with you two fighting. The whole bit. Someone will even use your stubbornness and try to paint you as the bad guy who won't budge. Just wait and see. And don't forget to remember this comment on the way as you encounter them one by one. It's a bit of experience. And I know a thing or two about how people operate. Having lived in 3 different countries and meeting and dealing with a plethora of people. I tried to give my best to a person in need. That's all. Unfortunately, by the looks of the most recent update, our poor original poster isn't off the hook of drama yet. I won't predict anything further. The man must be upset enough. I hope the best for him. But I am gonna say this to original poster. Again. Out of experience, I won't try to tell you anything about what you might see from this point forward. But listen to me. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to anyone. Not her dad. Not her mom. Sister. Anyone. You want.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To dump her. Do it. Not your circus, not your monkeys anymore. You want to get back. Your call. Listen to what your brain says. And keep your ground. If you listen to your heart or anyone else, you're ducked. This is was your relationship and nobody has any say on the matter other than you. From what I've read, I don't see you two getting together. Whatever happens, I wish you the best. And all the patience in the world. Because at least for 6 months, you're gonna need it. Second update. I 31 male found out my fiancé cheated during her 30 female bachelorette party. Planning on leaving. I am making this as I feel I owe it to all of you. The amount of messages and responses have been incredible. Many of the decisions I have taken has come from people who supported me on Reddit. Both the negative and positive comments have helped me, and I would like to thank all of you for taking the time to write me and support me. Yesterday, I was having my phone spammed by many family members from her side. And friends. The only person I responded to was the sister with part of the conversation where she and the sister talks about it all. I didn't include anything in the response except an image of the conversation. And the sister went pretty much silent after that until later. During the day I contact the co-owner of my business and let him know the full story. He told me to take as much time as I need and even advised me to head off to a vacation. This guy is a childhood friend of mine. I don't trust anyone as much as him. My plans have changed a bit. I am still staying at this hotel for another few days, and then perhaps moving on to the friend I was supposed to go to. I called him up and let him know I want to head off somewhere. Perhaps a trip to somewhere nice. Another country or something. It's all still not yet 100% decided. But I know I will be leaving for somewhere. He said he would be up for joining me if it could be during the upcoming weeks since he is still on holiday from his work. We will see how that turns out. Later in the day, I responded to my wife. The calls kept coming in less frequently since I sent that message to her sister. I had this gut feeling she was going to come with an excuse of some sort. I picked up the phone and first thing I hear is a torn up voice, if you can say that in English. I could hear she had been crying all day and was in a messed up state. She kept begging me to come back. That there is an explanation to everything and that she loves me. I have misunderstood the entire situation. I could hear the sister and someone else in the background, don't know who the other person was. Maybe her friend. Anyway, I told her to explain it to me right then and there. She said because I only seen a small part of the conversation, it's all been misunderstood. That I should come back home. That she loves me and that I have taken a rational decision to leave without a real reason. During the entire conversation, I was just giving really short, empty answers in a cold way, like, yeah. Okay. What? Explain it to me. After she told me it's all a misunderstanding, I told her to call me back in 10 minutes. And to check Messenger. After I hung up, I sent her the entire conversation log. With a ton of screenshots, not all of them. But most of the important ones. It didn't take 2 minutes for her to call back. Crying hysterically, saying sorry for everything. Saying she wants to die rather than to lose me. She said she was forced by her friends and sister to have fun one last time. That she needed to let all the energy out before stepping into a marriage for life. I was just quiet during most of it. The more I didn't talk and just said okay, the more she was crying. She started telling me I can duck other women if I want to get back at her. Or that she will tell everyone about what she did so I can take her back. That she will do anything it takes for me to come back, and that this was a mistake of her life and that she hates her sister and friends for this. I told her ducking other women was not something I needed. Because the moment I met her and started loving her, she was the only woman I needed. I didn't need to meet or sleep with someone to know the best thing of my life was waiting at home. The sister was telling her stuff in the background, but I couldn't hear. I don't know what the sister was telling her or if she was getting angry at her or something. She kept begging me and begging me. And I just told her. If she comes clean to her parents and family, I will think about it. After that, she started saying something, but I just hung up. For like half an hour, my phone goes silent without much response. And her father calls me up and apologizes for everything. He and his wife know what happened now. And he is so sorry for all of this. He told me he understands how I feel and that he didn't raise his daughter to do this. He said he understand if I don't want to see her again, but that I always will be welcome to him and that I am a good guy. His wife basically then steals the phone from him and tells me she did a mistake and she regrets it and it will never happen again and that we can move forward from this. She tells me her daughter has never been this destroyed before. I politely tell her I appreciate her opinion and then say I have to go and goodbye. My ex-fiancé calls me back and begs me again, saying she told her parents and also sent a text message to her friends, our mutual friends, about what had happened. She then keeps crying. Asking me when I will come back to speak with her. And say we can even go to counseling and that she will pay for everything. She kept apologizing and apologizing on the phone and I didn't say much. After some time, I just told her not to cry. That she shouldn't be apologizing because single women like herself are allowed to do these things and I hope she finds Mr. Right. She starts crying even harder and her sister takes the phone and say sorry and tells me everything can be fixed and that I said I would take her back now that she told everyone what she did. I told the sister I only said I think about it. And now that I have, I realized I dodged a bullet and wish her and her sister the best. She then tells me her sister is turning suicidal from all of this and that this is going to lead into a depression that can take her life. The only thing I said after she told me that was, it's a good thing you are close to her so you can make sure she doesn't kill herself then. Maybe take her to a doctor or something. After this, I just hung up. My phone has been blowing up with messages from mutual friends. Her and her sister saying sorry and basically begging me to come back. I don't plan on responding. I honestly feel a lot better right now. Like, I can move on. I will be going for vacation this upcoming week, I think. If something more happens, I will update this post. Maybe I will update in a month or couple of weeks. I don't know. Once again, big thanks to all of you who supported me here on Reddit and gave me so much support. I don't know when I feel okay to start dating, meeting women again, but we will see. Once again, thanks to you all and sorry for a lot of wrong writings. I am not a native English, so hope you can read without issues. Thanks. First edit. Thank you to whoever gave me Reddit Gold, I appreciate the support a lot. I, however, will not be using this account for anything else except this post or maybe a couple of updates in the future. Is it possible to refund it to whoever gave it to me somehow? I would also like to add, my best friend, co-owner of my company, hired someone to take care of the company for us. And also booked a month-long vacation for the both of us. I am lucky to have such a good person in my life. And I hope you all are able to find a friend like this. I would do the same for him. He's been a friend since we were kids, and if I lost all other people, I know he would be there for me. So big thanks to him. Also, I don't know what more to update at this point. A lot of things have happened, so if you have any questions, feel free to ask and I will reply as they pop up in the comments. I didn't know what other things you were wondering about me or the situation. As long as it doesn't give away my full identity, I don't mind answering them. I also think about making an update post in a while. When would you want it? I have had many questions about making future updates. In a month. When I am back from vacation. Once again, thanks for all the support. Second edit. My friend went over to get the ring from her, but she refused to give it to him and told me she would not give it to anyone and that I have to pick it up by myself. I don't know why she is still acting like this. I am thinking of just letting the ring go and be able to have a clear mind. Final update. Hi, I have gotten a lot of requests to make another update, so here it is. Well, me and my friend flew off on a vacation that he paid for. The entire time, he was comforting me. Telling me the positives of the entire situation, but I was going down a bit in my mood again, getting lost in my own thoughts. It's hard to explain. But imagine thinking that you feel good, but in reality you're not feeling good. Like I am conflicted about how I feel. The first two nights much didn't happen. We went to the city and just enjoyed life in general. Had dinners out. Saw some sights and did more or less normal stuff that you do on a vacation. He wanted to go out to party the first nights and head off to the club, but I didn't feel like it. I can't really explain why, but I was just down in general. I started feeling like I lost a big part of my life and that everything was going to go to heck. I started feeling like I would never meet a woman like her again and that I will be lonely for the rest of my life. I don't know why I was feeling like this. Because a few days before I was feeling just fine. My friend kept cheering me up, but it wasn't really working. I told him to go to party and I would join him in the next few days, but that I really didn't feel I wanted to do it right now. I said I was really sorry, but he kept reassuring me it was okay and that he understands. On the fourth day, however, he told me he had a big surprise waiting for me later in the day. He had gone out the night before, but he said it wasn't for party and it was just something he needed to get me, is what he said. Anyway, we get back to the hotel and he makes me promise to go along with whatever he says. He basically tells me everything he is doing is because he loves me as if I were his brother and that he only wants what's best for me. He forces me to promise that I need to trust him and go along with what he is going to do for me and that he guarantees it will make me feel better. I go along with it and finally agree. He makes a short call and then gets all excited. Laughing, telling me how I won't regret this and how amazing everything will be. About 40 or something minutes later, three absolutely beautiful women show up to the door. When I say beautiful, I really mean like supermodel beautiful. 9 or 10 on the beauty scale, with absolutely amazing bodies and beautiful faces. He lets me know two of them are for me and one is for him. I honestly start panicking because this is not what I expected and I am all nervous and not sure if I can go through with it. He leaves to the bedroom and comes back with a small plastic bag, if you can call it that. Like those really small ones. And lays it on the table and tells me he got us some coke, like the old days we used to try a lot of stuff when we were younger. He sets up lines, and we each do them. The euphoria and confidence that gets in me is out of the world. Last time I did this was over 7 years ago, and well, I think you know what happened after that. After that night, we basically did everything we haven't done for a long time. A lot of nights out, several of them with coke. Also tried some more stuff, but it didn't feel as good as the coke. He wanted to take most of the tabs and pay for it all, but I couldn't let him do that. He already did so much for me. I didn't think I could be closer to him than I already was. But he has stuck up for me in a situation when I expected to be going through heck. I don't know if I can ever find a better friend. Midway through the trip, I was having my ups and downs, but I really think I healed up most of what happened. I don't feel any attachment to her. Nor do I even care what happens to her. I got back a few days ago and I have found out she has tried to contact my family, and I have also heard Thorug, a mutual friend, she is doing really bad. Like really bad. As much as I hate her and everything, I feel neutral to this. No resentment to her. No hatred. I don't want bad for her, but I also don't care what happens to her. I don't know what more to say or what to write. I just want to move on with my life at this point and hopefully only good will come from here. I know she wants to contact me. My dad told me she just wanted to speak to me once more for closure. Whatever that means. I don't think I want to do it, but at the same time, even if I did it, I don't think I would feel anything. I don't know what more you guys want to know. There's not really that much that has happened since I got back. I haven't really bothered to find out anything either since I don't really care. Maybe I will make an update or something in a few more weeks or months. As of now, I just want to move on and be happy with my own life. I still am taking 2 more weeks off from the business and will spend this time on myself and just resting my head in general. Thanks for all the support you have given and sorry for the late update. Thanks for watching. Consider subscribing for more relationship videos. Keep loving.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.